Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, 27-year-old Fortuna resident Jared Damian Boyce was booked into county jail for the murder of his sister-in-law, Stephanie Lee Fowler. Fowler was reported as missing in May of 2007 near Lolita, and in August of 2009, skeletal remains determined to be Fowler were found on Old Indianola Road in Lolita. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office linked Boyce to Fowler's death after a lengthy investigation, and a warrant was issued in his name. Boyce was detained in a traffic stop after investigators observed him leaving his place of employment in Eureka this morning. Boyce was booked into county jail and his bail was set at $1 million. The cause of Fowler's death has not been disclosed by the sheriff's office at this time. On October 4th, the Eureka Police Department issued a be on the lookout for Marcus Shirley, who was listed as a rape suspect in an incident at a downtown Eureka motel. After being on the run for 9 days, an officer spotted Shirley walking in the 2500 block of Union Street this morning. Shirley attempted to flee again, causing a short foot pursuit, but he was subsequently detained near California Street. He was booked into county jail for sexual assault. On Monday, sheriff's deputies responded to two different incidents in Willow Creek and Hoopa that resulted in four arrests. Around 2 o'clock Monday morning in Willow Creek, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a suspicious U-Haul traveling east on Highway 299. One of the occupants fled the scene as the vehicle pulled over. However, deputies contacted 46-year-old Tim Ramirez and 39-year-old Theodore Bosworth. The deputy spotted a clear plastic bag filled with marijuana in the U-Haul, and additional deputies were called in to search the vehicle, which also turned up equipment used for home invasions. Bosworth and Ramirez were booked on various charges. Around 11 o'clock that morning, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle containing a robbery suspect on Alameda Lane in Hoopa. Four people were contacted, and while two of them were released, 26-year-old Francis Hunsucker and 26-year-old Luther Payne were arrested for no bail felony warrants out in their name. Both were booked into county jail. This comes as a result of extra deputies being staffed in the Willow Creek and Hoopa areas due to funding from Measure Z. An 89-year-old man sustained fatal injuries in a single vehicle crash that also sent an 80-year-old passenger to the hospital with severe injuries Monday afternoon. The crash occurred on Drury Parkway at the APA trailhead. The 89-year-old Klamath man allowed his truck to leave the roadway and subsequently collided into a tree. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident and suffered fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. 80-year-old Ralph Rohde suffered major injuries in the crash, and he was airlifted to the Rogue Medical Center in Medford for treatment. The collision closed down the roadway for more than 3 hours while CHP officers investigated the scene, and they determined that impairment is not considered as a factor in the crash. The driver's name is being withheld at this time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tony Smithers with the County Visitors Bureau was on this morning's Talk Shop, and Airbnb as well as other online rental services and its impacts on the lodging industry was discussed. Airbnb is an online rental service in which you can rent out a room or living space through the company's website, avoiding taxes and other requirements that county lodging operations typically have. Smithers said although this type of industry is generally labeled as the sharing economy, Airbnb has become disruptive to lodging in the county.
It's been bundled up and called the sharing economy, but what it has, it's just basically technology making everybody a player. So whether it's renting a car or a room, you can compete with the big boys. And it's one of those what they call disruptive technologies or disruptive developments, and there's a lot of disruption going on.
Smithers is working with Humboldt County Tax Collector John Bartholomew as they try to reach an agreement with Airbnb to level the playing field.
So our county treasurer tax collector, John Bartholomew, was working on an agreement, a sort of a master agreement with Airbnb, with the county and as many as of the cities as will sign on as we can get. And it's based upon some other places that have done the same or trying to do the same thing with Airbnb, but we are very much on the cutting edge, especially for small rural destinations.
It's estimated that nearly 300 rooms in the county are being rented out through Airbnb, which Smithers says makes up 10% of the county's room inventory. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.